News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Bryan City Council last night voted 4-3 to release portions of the police department's investigation of a reported misdemeanor assault at the home of Councilman Rafael Pena. Another 4-3 vote asked county or state officials to investigate if what Pena said was a temporary move outside his district violates the city charter. Following those votes, the council heard from 17 public speakers. That included remarks from the pastor before he delivered the meeting's opening prayer.
And I do regret this here that our city is in a turmoil. And I do believe prayer can change things.
After the prayer, 14 of the 16 people who spoke during public comment supported Pena. Here's a sampling from those speakers.
I've seen him execute his elected position for 2.5 years. And he have done a wonderful, fantastic job.
I've been here 50 years, and he have brought more to District 2 in the 2 and 2.5 years than I've seen in the 50 years I've been here.
And we'd like to believe that our representatives are also perfect, that somehow that they're better than us. And, you know, Councilman Pena, he probably made a mistake. But you know what? We all make mistakes. All of us.
But when it comes to Mr. Pena, like I said, sir, do not give up. Don't let him break you. And everybody here supports you. I support you, sir. You've done a heck of a whole lot.
I personally, along with a lot of the members of the Castle Heights community, do so appreciate Council Rafael Pena. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Don't be discouraged. Keep your head lifted up. We are truly praying for you and the entire council, because we're asking God that he will prick your hearts, that you will do the right thing.
Yeah, I think he's going to be vindicated. I know he got our vote, because we had some things done that hasn't been done in years.
If I were to choose a young man to represent me and my family, and my friend, it would be Rafael. I trust him with my life. I trust him with my everything, because he is an honorable man. And yes, in the heat of the moment, everybody gets upset. And everybody may say, and sometimes do, something. But the good thing is, there is a God, and he forgives us.
The first thing I want to do is apologize to our council. Councilmember Pena, I certainly apologize that you have to go through this. All this negativity, we could be doing something positive for the entire community.
I suspect in some quarters that dragging Councilmember Pena and his family through the mud before this council's fall elections is considered an added benefit.
I just want to say personally, his commitment and dedication to serving this community has been awesome. You're fair and you're just, and that's a good thing, to be fair. All walks of life, it doesn't matter race, creed, or color, you will sit down, you will listen, you'll talk, and that's a good thing in my book. And we pray that you'll be able to stay for a little while longer with us.
I don't know what happened with Councilman Pena and his wife. By the fact that he wasn't charged, I think they just had an argument that got out of hand. That's happened to a lot of us, including me. On the residence issue, I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, but I found him to be an honest person, and I think if he says he's staying one place while he's working on his house, I'll take his word for that.
And the sinkhole is fixed, and we have brand new streets. So I want to thank Councilman Pena for providing those services, and that's what he promised to do, and that's what he's done. And I hope he survives this challenge to his tenure on the council.
We had no idea that four members of this council would raise their right hands to continue the slander. Everyone here has lost his temper and said and done things most of us regret. So to be true to my religious teaching, I offer to extend my love to all of you on council and hope it will strengthen you to do the right thing.
The last of the speakers supporting Pena directed her comments at the rest of the council.
When you heard about all the things Councilman Pena was going through, did you ever consider picking up the phone and saying, Raphael, we might not agree on everything, but we are co-workers. What can my wife and I do to help you? Which of you brought them a casserole? Which of you called... Oh, they're laughing, but we've all done it. Which of you on the city council called and said, I'm free on Saturday. I've come over with my hammer. What can we help to fix?
One of the 16 who believe Pena permanently moved outside his district also called on him to resign.
This issue would have never, ever come up if the police had not received the 911 call to the house. When the police came to Mrs. Pena's house because she called them, she did not say, oh, I live here and he lives on Sandy Point. She didn't say, we're here temporarily while he fixes it up. She said, we used to live there. To me, that means he's not living in the district he represents. If y'all will remember back a few years ago, a former police chief and a former city manager both had calls to 911, domestic abuse calls. Both of those men resigned, and they did not whine or say, oh, I didn't mean it, or I'm sorry. They took the high road. And with this behavior, this personal behavior, I know no charges probably will be filed, but I'm just saying, do the right thing and resign.
And one who did not take sides was a representative of the Phoebe's House Domestic Violence Shelter.
Our mission is to bring awareness, educate women on how to prevent domestic and dating abuse, to provide assistance to those who are already in that situation, and to build confidence. Domestic violence is in our community, and one in four women will experience domestic violence during their lifetime. The number one fact, most domestic violence incidents are never reported. So help us change these facts. Speak up, speak out, make a difference to those victims of domestic violence. And if you need any more information, feel free to follow Sassy Shoe Social on Facebook.
The city of Bryan has released the police department's report of the April 20th assault call at the home of Pena's mother, where the councilman and his wife have been staying. City staff's working on producing the police audio and video for public release. Once all the police information becomes available, that'll be posted online at WTAW.com. Now on our website are some of the comments made by Pena during last night's council meeting. All the comments made at the council meeting are archived on the City of Bryan's website, bryantx.gov. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.